All right, so we're continuing on Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom by the 2 counts. Okay, so we said in Hoysa Hektish Baal Mum, if the original animal of Hektish is a Baal Mum, and we said that this other animal should be Mechulelus that this animal should be Mechulelus on that other one, then it works. It goes out Lecholin. And the Mishnah said, Yosef Lecholin, and then the Mishnah said, the Tzorech Lachis Damim, you have to figure out the value of it, because you can't use an animal of lesser value to the Mechalo of an animal of Hektish. If you had, so in other words, you had an animal of Kodshim that was a Baal Mum. You said it should be Mechulel on this other animal. So it worked, meaning that should become Kodshim and the other one should become Kodshim. So that works, but the Tzorech Lachis is Damim, but you have to figure out the respective values of the old animal and the new animal and make sure that the new one is worth at least as much as the old one. So, Amr Rav Yechanan, Yotza L'cholim D'artor, the Tzorech Lachis Damim Medivrei. So Rav Yechanan says the two expressions in the Mishnah mean on a Daraisa level it goes out L'cholim even if the new animal is worth less than it. And Medirabbanon, you need to make sure that's worth at least as much. In other words, so if you had an animal of Kodshim that was worth 100, and you were Mechalalist on an animal of Chulim that's worth only 50, Rav Yechanan is saying, fine, Medirabbanon, take the test. But Medirabbanon, you're supposed to figure out the value. That's it. So it works Medirabbanon, fine. What it means, in other words, no Hektish was cheated, because Medirabbanon ain't no Allah. Rosh Lakish on the Aksarat Lak is dumb in Dry Torah. Rosh Lakish says, no, even this, that it has to be the right value, is also Minatoya, as we'll see later on. So the Gemara asks, the Maya Skin, what's the scenario here? What's the difference? Wait, okay. The Maya Skin, what exactly are we talking about over here? What happened over here that we're saying that we have this muscle? In name I know, are we talking about that they're arguing? Now, back in Bar Messia, although quite some time ago, we had some very complex sugyas about the beginning of our job. The concept is that if the overcharge or undercharge was less than 1/6, so for example, you have something that was supposed to cost $6, and the guy sold it to you for $6.99 or less, so then we say it, we assume you're moichel on it. People are going to be moichel on less than 1/6. If the difference is exactly 1/6, so it was supposed to be $6 and he sold it to you for $7, then it's enough, kana or master enough. The sale is valid. You can't retract the sale on that basis, but you are entitled to get the dollar back from that. And if he sold it to you for more than that, yos the mishus, if he sold it for $7.01 or more, bittul mecha, you have the option of voiding the sale and getting all of the money back. And then giving me the act.
Even if it's a house or
something? Well, the house is different. Couch, no, couch. There's no enough for couch. So if we're talking about that there's a situation of Aynar, that you use the second animal that's worth exactly 1/6 less than the original animal, then why would Rish Lakish say that you have to figure out the exact value on Minat Torah? V'hatsnan, we learn in a mission in Bar Messia. Elu dvarim she'en lahem Aynar, the following things Aynar doesn't apply to, ha'avodim, v'ashkaris, v'akaris, there's your answer about houses, v'ha'hekdeshim. Aynar does not apply to those things because the concept of Aynar, the Torah mentions Aynar in connection with selling, with buying and selling the talpulin, so therefore karka is out, avodim are out because they're like karka. Shtaris are out because they don't have intrinsic value. The value of them is the debt that's written in them. And Hektish, because the pasuk says, Amisecha, your fellow Yid, which means not Hektish. So we know it doesn't apply to Hektish. It's a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Chisinkul mimkol Amisecha, Oikonu miyad Amisecha, Altonu ish es ochid. Altonu ish es ochid. Altonu, yeah. So the concept of a no doesn't apply to Hektish. So if you have the original animal was worth 600, let's say, and you used an animal that was worth 500 to be part of it, why would Rish Lakish say that the pidyon is not, like the chilul was not effective? A no doesn't apply to Hektish. Ela abitul mecha, are you talking about where the difference was more than that? So the original was 600 and you used an animal that was 490. Why would Rav Yechanan say that only Midrabanan do you have to make sure that it works out? One second. But didn't Rav Yirmiyah say, and in fact, Rashi adds, Mishmeid Rav Yechanan, and he said in the name of Rav Yechanan, well, actually, the Gemara itself says on the next line, Rav Yirmiyah said in connection with Karakov Chulin, Rav Yonah Amar Hekdeshes, and Rav Yonah said the following din as far as Hekdesh, Kavayu Mishmed Rav Yechanan, and both Rav Yomiya and Rav Yonah are saying their respective dinim in the name of Rav Yechanan, Amri, they said, Arna Ein Lahan Bittul Mekach Yeshlahan. It's true that the concept of Arna does not apply with the four things that we mentioned in Mishnah, Vodim, Etchtarit, and so forth, but including Hekdesh, but Bittul Mekach does apply. So in other words, because Bittul Mekach is a different thing than Arna. If there's Yotz Mishtus, if the difference is more than 1/6. So, no, but it's not. Arna is when it's exactly 1/6. Bittul Mekach is a different thing. So therefore, sort of Yechanan is contradicting himself. Here he's saying in our Mishnah that the whole, if we're talking about where the difference was exactly 1/6, how can the Shlokish say that it's not valid? If there's no Arna for Hekdesh, and if you're telling me that it's more than 1/6, how can Rav Yochanan say that Daraita should be valid? The answer is, well, Olam HaBittul Mekach. We can say that the case we're talking about over here is Bittul Mekach. So the new animal was the difference in price between the new animal and the old animal is more than 1/6. The April, but we have to flip around the opinions. Rav Yochanan would be the one who says that Minatora, that the Torah Chalak is Domin, and our Mishnah is Minatora, and Rish Lakish would be the one who's saying it's only the Rabban. The question is, Mimotis Amrit April. How could you say you should flip around the opinions? That would work according to, and that would be, now again, we just mentioned that we had Rav Yomiya and Rav Yonah both saying dinim in the name of Rav Yechanan about that Bittul Mekach, that Rav Yomiya had said it applies to Karka, and Rav Yonah said it applies to Hekdesh. So if you're going to tell me, now the Pasuk mentions Ochiz, Loisonu Ishet Ochiz. So Hanicha, it would work out well, the Manda Omar Hekdeshis, according to Rav Yonah, who says that Bittul Mekach does apply to Hekdesh. If you cheated Hekdesh by more than 1/6, then Bittul Mekach would apply. Then we would say for Kol Shekin HaKakoy, how much more so it would apply to Karka, because Karka doesn't even explicitly say one way or the other in the Pasuk. You just learn it from the word Miyada Misecha. So then in that case, then it could work. Rav Yechanan is saying there's Bittul Mekach when it comes to Hekdesh and when it comes to Karka. El Olamanda Amar Akar Kois, but according to Rav Yechanan, who only mentioned that Bittul Mekach applies to land sales, Ava Hekdesh is Einlehen Bittul Mekach, but Hekdesh, there's no Bittul Mekach here. Well, then Hechi Epoch Laha, so how can you flip it around if you flipped around Rav Yechanan's and the Shlokish's understanding of our Mishnah, then you'd end up with Rav Yechanan contradicting himself. Does Bittul Mekach apply to Hekdesh or not? The answer is, Amar Rav Yomiya Lo Teikach. The answer is that Amar Loch Rav Yomiya Lo Teikach. So Rav Yomiya would say, okay, you don't have to flip around the opinion. In other words, that we would say, if we take Rav Yonah's view that Bittul Mekach applies to both Karka and Hekdesh, then the only way to reconcile it is by saying that Rav Yochanan is the one who says that at the Raisa level we have to make sure there's no Bittul Mekach in our Mishnah. But if you say like Rav Yomiya, that anyway, even Bittul Mekach doesn't apply to Hekdesh, neither are none, nor Bittul Mekach applies, you know, whether the difference is exactly 6 or over 6. So then you can read the opinions the way they were. Rav Yochanan would say on the Raisa level, the Chilul was valid, even if it was a difference. If you say that Bittul Mekach applies to Hekdesh, which Rav Yomiya does. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lema b'dishmol kamrithadi. So should we say that Rav Yomiya and Rav Yonah, that their machlokes is actually based on Shmuel, they're arguing about Shmuel's din. The Amar Shmuel, Hekdesh Shava Mana Shechiloy al Shava Prata. Shmuel says that if you have a Hekdesh which was worth a mana, 100 dinar, and you were machalalet on a Shava Prata, Nechomol, that the chilul is effective, even though obviously that's much more than 1/6 difference. So you would say that Rav Yonah lusley the Shmuel, but Rav Yomiya islay the Shmuel. So it sounds like Rav Yonah would disagree with Shmuel because he would say that Bittul Mekach does apply to Hekdesh, and Rav Yomiya would say it does apply, and Rav Yonah says that Bittul Mekach applies to Hekdesh. So Rav Yonah would disagree with Shmuel. Rav Yonah would say, therefore, no. If you have Shavah Mana, you have to be Mechalel on something that's worth close to a Mana. Otherwise, it's not going to be Chal. Because otherwise, it can be Bittul Mekach. And Rav Yonah would hold it what Shmuel says. The answer is no. Not necessarily. Ben Gemara is Slater Shmuel. No, we could say that both of them do. Both of them could agree with Shmuel Din. Rav Yonah will say like this. Ki Amar Shmuel D'Eved. What is Shmuel talking about? But D'Eved, if you're Mechalal on a Shabbat Sota, then it works. Aval Hatchila Loi, but not to do it Hatchila. You can't do it because then Hekdesh could invoke Gittel Mecha. But D'Eved, if you did it, In other words, Rashi says, Rashi is in the second question. If he meant to be Ma'ana Hekdesh, he knew that this thing was worth a Shavuot Prota, and he knew that it was worth a mana, and he deliberately went about to be Mechalal, unless then we would say it does work. That would be the end, but not the chachila. If he actually thought that this is worth the proper amount, that it is actually worth a prota, then it wouldn't work.
If he knew it was a mana
and deliberately is going about, Rashi says that would be called B'diyeh. Because that's B'diyeh means that I'm the choice with the Zohar Rosh Hashanah B'diyeh, in other words, we're saying that they would both agree with Shmuel B'diyeh, but not Hakila. So Rashi is defining B'diyeh over here, meaning that he's doing it knowingly that he's being ma'ana hektish. Then it would work. So what does it mean? Tzarech lasis domim, because if he thought that this thing is worth the value of hekdesh, then we would say, let's learn the Gemara. So again, the definition of l'chila and b'di'evad, Rashi is saying over here means l'chila means that he actually thought that he's doing the right thing, that he's being machalo for the proper value, and it turns out that not. So the shlokish should say, because that's the definition. So the shlokish says you have to figure out the actual value because he has to know what he's being machalo for. He thought that, so therefore you should figure it out, and that would be the proper way to do it. But the other would be that he knows that this is worth a lot more. So therefore, you don't have to figure out the domain. He already knows the domain, and if he was machalo on a Shabbat Prota, then it works.
The evidence means double sheinim mutar la'asos al hatchila,
something that he's not allowed to do with hatchila, but rather with the evidence situation, namely where he did it deliberately. La'atchila, meaning something that would be mutar la'atchila, which would be that he wants to be mechalad on the proper value, so for that we need to figure out the value. And Rav Yirmiyah says even the chachila, meaning even if he doesn't, it doesn't matter whether he intended to take down the value or not, Shmuel still says it works. Okay, you're right. It's a little different than the usual definition of the evidence of chachila that we usually have, but that's how Rashi and Tosfos explain it. Okay. So Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yirmiyah would both agree with Shmuel's basic view. They would just argue on when exactly it was. Or another possibility is going back earlier to the studio. We thought that we have to flip around Rav Yochanan and the Shlokish's understanding of our Mishnah in order to make it work with Rav Yonah's opinion. Now we can say you don't actually have to flip it around. Or the Kakashalach Masnith in Eridvar in that you're wondering why in our Mishnah would we say, if we're talking about a case of Bittul Metach, apparently Rav Yochanan would say that there's no issue of Bittul Metach. There's no issue of when it comes to Hekdesh. So why then, and yet Rav Yonah is saying that it does apply to Hekdesh. The answer is Kidur Chitza. The answer is
it doesn't.
We started the discussion by asking the Mishnah in Bava Metzia tells us that Einah does not apply to Hekdesh, so we thought therefore our Mishnah cannot possibly be talking about the case where it's exact Einah 1/6, because then why should you have to make Gelman in the first place? The answer is that may not be what the Mishnah in Bava Metzia means when it says Hekdesh. It could mean Kidur of Chista. It could mean like what Rav Chista says, the Amr of Chista. That when the Mishnah says Einah doesn't apply to them, means just the opposite of what we thought. We thought it meant that the whole concept of Einah doesn't apply, in other words, that the sale is still valid. It means the other way around. Ein v'todah Einah means the usual rules of Einah don't apply. That's the pachas mikdei Einah chayzer. In other words, that even if the difference is less than 1/6, then it can be undone. So okay, we understood it as meaning that 1/6 is still okay, and now we're saying that no, the chista would say that when it comes to most things, you have wiggle room up to 1/6, but when it comes to hekdesh, you don't have even that wiggle room. You have to do the exact value.
It can be 1/10 or 1/100.
Yeah.
Still
right. Fine. So therefore, the Shlokish would take that at face value and say therefore that when our Mishnah says Tzarechlaf says the Jamin would be on a Doraisa level. And Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Mishnah means what the straightforward means, that it doesn't that 1/6 Einah doesn't apply. They would both agree that Bitul Mekach could apply. Or neither one of them, neither Rabbi Yochanan nor the Shlokish is talking about the case of Bitul Mekach, where the difference is more than 1/6. So there's no contradiction.
They're talking about
our Mishnah would be talking about where the difference is exactly 1/6. So Rabbi Yochanan would be saying that Einah doesn't apply, therefore Minat Torah you don't have to do anything, and then the Shlokish would say it does, and therefore Minat Torah you do have to do it. According because since it says Ishes Achiv, that would mean that so the Chista says that the Tosik is implying, and the Shlokish should be following that, that what it means is by Hekdesh you don't even have that wiggle room of 1/6. It has to be exact. Only by Ishes Achiv do you have the wiggle room of 1/6. Then there is something we're saying even by Hekdesh. All this only applies that you'd have to pay the Hekdesh. I know the difference would only be if only two people evaluated. Avo b'shamui b'tzlosa. But if it's something that was evaluated to begin with by three people, the afagav the osi the mayor, even if later on the gizbar comes with 100 people who say that the three people undervalued it, doesn't matter. Loy halder doesn't have to go back, and you're entitled to keep the thing that you bought in Hekdesh. I don't know if we had that. But, okay. Anyway, that's what it means. In other words, that tochus mikadei Einah would be chayzer only if it was only evaluated by two, but not if it was evaluated by two. Okay. Discusses over here. When do we say it has to be evaluated by three? When do we say that you need 10? Okay. Anyway, so the question is the question is so? Well, Amar of Safra. Didn't Rav Safra say that when do we say the rule that two are like 100 and 100 is like, that 100 are like two and two are like 100 is only as far as Aegis? In other words, if you have two Aegis that come and say that 20 broke Shabbos, for example, and then you have 100 and say, you have two Aegis, you have, let's say, 100 Aegis came and say that came and said that Reuben broke Shabbos, and then two Aegis came and say he didn't, it's the same thing, they're equal. When do we say that? Only by Aegis. But when it comes to evaluating the value of something, Bosa Deya says that, and Safra said we go according to the number of opinions. So therefore, 100 should overrule me. The two, and besides that, also, Slosser, Loyal, Lunin, Bosa, Basra, even if it was three against three, why should we not go according to the later one? The Yad Hekdesh Al Helyana. Don't we usually say the rule that Hekdesh has the upper hand, and therefore we should go according to the last one for the benefit of Hekdesh? The answer is Kasava Ola, Tzarechlaf is Dom Medivrehem. Ola would hold this whole concept, like Rav Yochanan, he said, that this whole concept that you have to make it Dumim, that you have to figure out the exact value, is only Medirabonim. But hold it up on him, Akiva Barabonim. Since Dom Medirabonim, then Medirabonim make on this and say that even though that doesn't benefit Hekdesh, and say that once you have three people evaluated, then that's good enough.
Okay.
Now peel the bone off one and then a bone on me. Nowadays, by the way, if you have something like hectish, nowadays you're not supposed to be machdish anything anyway, but if you did, for whatever reason, then we apply Shmuel's din even machila because there's no benefit to hectish anyway. And because if you make him buy it for the exact value, then he may not do it, and then you have problems of that somebody may do me'ila with it or whatever. So therefore, so you can be machal on a shovel crypto. For hectish, we don't really have a hectish nowadays for it to be nageya, but one thing where it's nageya as far as machdishing. With mice or shaney, you can be mahalad on a crookta. Even if you have a large amount of mice or shaney, you can be mahalad on a crookta because otherwise you have a problem that you may end up eating it outside your shalayim to be an issue.
Then you
say
today, there's no
hectic. No, there's no hectic. There's still mice or shaney. You know, it's a still mice or shaney. So you would have to. You can't because you don't have a hectic. You learned earlier that you eat in your shalayim, but you still have to do so. So therefore, you have to be mahalad. So you can give a pilot on a shovel crookie even if it's worth a large amount of money. Well, you may as well do the Mishnah and the little piece of the model here and finish off the pair. Mishnah says, Harezu tachas oila tachas tachas. So if a person says about an animal that's in front of him, this should be instead of an oila or instead of a chatas. You know, he doesn't specify a particular chatas or a particular oila. Loyal makum, then what he said doesn't count for anything. It has to be instead of a particular one. Tachas chatas zu, tachas oila zu. But if he says instead of this chatas, which is standing in front of me, or instead of this oila standing in front of me, or he said tachas chatas or tachas oila, shiyeshu bebayis. Or he says, if instead of a chafas or instead of an ola, which I have in the house, then hoyaloi, if he has a chafas or an ola in the house, draw a payom, and then what he said, take the test. So the original animal doesn't have to be standing in front of him, but it has to exist. Omer al-Bahem. Well, yeah, I mean, we said in the first paragraph that you could have a case where another person has an animal of kodshim and he gives other people permission to make a tumor with it. Omer al-Bahem of Tmeya v'al-Balas Mum Harei Eloi. The person says about a Bahem of Tmeya or about an animal of Balas Mum Harei Eloi, that this is an Ola, Loy Amakum, where he said doesn't count for anything, but Loy Amakum, but if he didn't say specifically that these are for an Ola, then, Harei Eloi, so Harei Eloi, Loy Amakum, Harei Eloi, but if he said these should be for an Ola, meaning in other words that we're supposed to take the value of them and use them towards an Ola, well, then, they as usual, they have to sell them. You mock them, you sell them. The other, you demand oila, and you use the money to buy them. Then it means that nothing happens. But if he says, Harei Elu oila, then it means that he wants the value of them to go for it. Because how could it mean anything? A behemoth man can't be an oila. And a bowel mum can't be an oila. It could be lit oila. It could be towards an oila. Meaning that it means anything. This is what I said. I'm going to be old Amadav. Masnitsin deloitre of Meher on Mishnah that if he says tachas chatas or tachas oila without specifying a particular chatas or a particular oila, we said it doesn't count. Masnitsin deloitre of Meher on Mishnah is not like Reb Meher. The ikra Meher, because if it was like Reb Meher, ha'al einon amoite dvorav levatola. Reb Meher says, as we learned in Erechim, that even when a person says something that in and of itself has no meaning, we reinterpret what he says to make it something that does have meaning. We learned over there by Erechim that if he says, for example, he says the erech of a baby under a month old who has no erech, then the mayor says he has to pay his domain instead. So by the same token, the mayor would say over here that it's a tmura for the oil or the chafas that he does have. So the mayor says in general that everything has a meaning. Okay. Then he said harei elu lo'oila, that he says that these things, the behemoth mayor or the balas mum, should be for an oila. Yimachu, we say you sell them, the other be done with oila, and use the value to buy an oila. So, time of the behemoth or balas mum belechozim. So, what do we say? Because it's a behemoth or because it's a bal mum, to begin with, they're not suitable for a korban. Therefore, loy boyan muma. So, we don't have to wait for them to develop a mum because they're already ineligible for a korban. The implication is I will makrish in a cave of asham. But the implication is if a person had designated a female for an asham, which is no such thing, an asham is always a male animal, oila oila, or for an oila, same thing. Boy and Muma. Apparently, the Mishnah is implying that you would have to wait till it develops a Mum before you could sell it. But after all, it is an animal that could have been brought through a different curtain, a shlom. Therefore, I'm going to be holding on, I'm not missing the lake of the Shimon. Our Mishnah, therefore, is not like the Shimon, where we learned before that the Tanan, the Shimon, and the Timacher, shall have a Mum. We learned in the third part that if a person is machdish a female animal for an oila or an asham or what have you, sort of shimon or an asham, we talked about over there, sort of shimon said it can be sold even without a mum because it doesn't have, which is like wolf. so because it doesn't have Kedusha Tavu. It itself cannot be broader than Asham. So therefore, there's no female Asham. So our Mishnah, that implies that had it been a female animal, you would have to wait till it develops the womb. That is not a Kedushin. Rashi brings another lashon that we say that it should have to graze in the first place is not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would say that it doesn't even have kedusha like wolf, and therefore it can't even make a tamura. Therefore, there'd be no reason to leave it to graze at all. You could just sell it. It doesn't even have any kedusha at all. Because you said it's la'olah, so something has to happen. But you could sell it right away as a tamura. You don't have to wait till it develops the moon, right? Okay. I don't know what to say.